EPA's power play, a constitutional crisis looms over electric school buses. The U.S. government has allocated $2.3 billion for the Clean School Bus Program, with a specific requirement that at least 50% of the funding goes towards zero-emission vehicles. However, the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, has decided to disregard this mandate and instead focus on funding buses that run on propane, liquefied natural gas, and hydrogen. This move is a clear breach of trust between the executive branch and Congress, which explicitly wrote the law to promote clean energy solutions. By canceling the 2024 rebate round and pivoting the remaining funds towards non-zero emission vehicles, the EPA is effectively undermining the purpose of the Clean School Bus Program. The EPA's request for information is a thinly veiled attempt to prop up legacy energy companies by forcing school districts to rely on consumable products rather than investing in renewable energy. This approach would strip local school boards of their ability to make informed decisions about their energy needs. The Trump administration's actions are not just a technical issue, but a fundamental crime against the rule of law and the Constitution. By disregarding statutory mandates and usurping congressional power, the EPA is acting like outlaws in suits. This blatant overreach will inevitably lead to lawsuits being filed by school districts, environmental groups, and other stakeholders. These lawsuits are essential, as they will provide a necessary check on the executive branch's actions and ensure that the law is upheld. The public comment period for this rule change ends on April 6, 2024, which presents an opportunity for concerned citizens to make their voices heard. It is crucial that we exercise our right to participate in the decision-making process and advocate for a return to the original intent of the Clean School Bus Program. As the situation unfolds, it will be essential to monitor the progress of these lawsuits and hold the responsible parties accountable for their actions. The fate of the Clean School Bus Program hangs in the balance, and it is up to us to ensure that the rule of law prevails. The Trump administration's actions are a stark reminder of the importance of transparency and accountability in government. By disregarding congressional mandates and pushing for a pro-fossil fuel agenda, the EPA has demonstrated a clear disregard for the public interest. Ultimately, this crisis serves as a wake-up call for all Americans to demand better from their elected officials. We must hold our leaders accountable for their actions and ensure that they are working in the best interests of the people, not just special interests.